Hey there, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome to our final interview of the Kentucky Living Health Club this year. It's really hard to believe that 4 months have passed. Where have they gone? And I thank you all so much for participating in this year's Health Club. And I really hope that you have found the Health Club to be a support to you in your journey to better wellness. And I also hope that we've shared some information that maybe you've learned something that you didn't know before. So anyway, but I know that maybe one of your concerns now that you're kind of out there on your own, so to speak, is whether or not you're going to be able to maintain some of the changes that you've made so far this year. So I thought maybe I would share a couple of ideas for you to take forth for the rest of the year till we rejoin each other again at next year's health club. One of the things I want to suggest is that when you make changes, one of the best things to know is what your priorities and values are and what's important to you. You know, people say that their health is important to them, their family is important to them, their church is important to them. And so it's important to know these things. What things or people are important to you? Because then you know how you can make choices to show that those things are your priorities, and to spend your time and energy on those things. So if your health is a priority, which obviously it is, or you probably wouldn't have been a member of the Kentucky Living Health Club this year, if your health is a priority, then what you need to ask yourself is, do your behaviors show that your health is important? In other words, are your behaviors congruent with your priorities? And what that means is, for instance, if you say your health is a priority, yet you know you're not making very good eating choices, maybe you're eating foods that you feel like are unhealthy for you, perhaps you're not getting as much physical activity as you wish you could, is your life full of stress? And are you making choices that keep that stress level down? So that is a really important thing to do. Once you've decided what your priorities are, then you have to be sure that your behavior is congruent with those priorities. In other words, are you walking your talk? You've heard that expression before. Are you walking your talk? So how you can kind of figure that out is if you find that your behaviors are not supporting what you say your priorities are, then the key there is to figure out whether or not you just don't have your priorities in order, whether you're saying yes to things that you should be saying no to. So that's a way for you to investigate and to try to stay on track, is by just being sure that the things you're spending your time and your energy on are really the things that are the most important to you. Sometimes that's a little easier said than done. I understand that, but it's a good place to start. Now, once you've kind of looked at that, is, you know, and another thing you want to be sure is that you're really compassionate with yourself when you feel like maybe you've made a choice that doesn't serve you as well. Maybe you've, quote, backslid. And a way to look at that is that, you know, it's not a failure. You know, if you make a choice that you realize is a choice that you wish you hadn't made, it's not a failure. It's simply a choice. You made a choice. Instead of choosing the healthier choice, you chose one that wasn't so healthy. Okay, so that's what happened this time. So there's no sense in beating up on yourself and making yourself feel badly about making a choice. It's just a choice. So, and, you know, think about what you would say to a friend of yours, maybe a friend of yours is trying to lose weight or be healthier or, you know, various things that people like to change about their lives. And she comes to you and she says, or he says, you know, oh man, I really screwed up. You know, I did this, I ate a whole bunch of cake, or I haven't exercised for a week or something like that. You know, what would you say to that person? Would you go, well, golly, you're just a loser, aren't you? No, you wouldn't, obviously. You would be compassionate with her and say, oh, you know, it's okay. Sure, I understand that you regret that you did that, but guess what? You'll make a better choice next time. You know, there's always tomorrow, and tomorrow is another day, and you can start again. So that's one of the things I ask you to do, is to be compassionate with yourself when you fall off the wagon, so to speak. Which leads me to kind of my last point for successful change in your life, long-term change, lasting change, overall wellness, is that you have to understand that you're never going to be perfect in your behaviors. Even people who it appears that they effortlessly take care of themselves, or they effortlessly keep their weight to where it wants to be, or they effortlessly go out and do their exercise every day. And, you know, one of the things about those types of people is that they still occasionally overeat, or they still occasionally, you know, maybe get sick and have a hard time getting started back. Nobody is ever perfect with this idea of self-care. So to me, it's just an idea, the idea of we're all going to fall out of the saddle. And the question is, do we get back in or not? And how quickly do we get back in? So if you can just kind of think about that, that it's not perfection is not the goal. The goal is making the best choices for yourself the majority of the time, not 100% of the time, but the majority of the time. That's how we maintain long-term success in our overall health, or in making changes in our lives. So my mantra is, practice is progress. So even if you're not seeing some progress on the scale or that type of thing, if you're trying to lose weight, remember that every time you make the right or the healthy choice for yourself, It's not a right or wrong choice in general. It's a right or wrong choice for yourself. So anytime you make the right choice for yourself, you are having progress. Even if you can't see it, every healthy choice is another baby step in the direction you want to go toward overall health. So just remember that mantra. Practice is progress. Practice is progress. So with those few tips, I'll leave you until next year's Kentucky Living Health Club. And continue, though, if you feel like it, posting on our Facebook page, because I will always be there to answer any questions or comments. And I may be even posting some little tidbits of articles that I find throughout the year as well. So anyway, once again, this is Lisa Capehart. I've been your facilitator for the Kentucky Living Online Health Club, and I sure do appreciate your participation and hope to see you next year. Thanks so much.